Hi, this is Dan Dross, Utah State University Extension Vegetable Specialist. It looks like April showers and May showers and maybe even June showers are over, and we're back to a more normal weather pattern. June is normally a busy month in the garden. My lettuce and spring greens look really good, but I'm seeing signs of them bolting as well, so get ready to harvest them before the heat takes the place and you get a flower stalk. If you got beans planted between the rain events, they should be up and growing quite nicely. Once they have 2 to 3 leaves, it's time to plant your second crop. Do the same thing with your corn. Wait about 2 weeks and then you'll have continuous supply. Garden peas are flowering, so get ready for some sweet snacks and some pods to consume out of them as well. Get your cages or stakes ready to support your tomato plants. Mine are starting to flower. I've had them wrapped in plastic for the last 3 weeks while it's been cold, but now they're really going good, so you're going to need some extra nitrogen to get them along as well. And with these warm crops like tomatoes and peppers and squash, you may also want to think about water conservation, so you might get ready to start mulching around them as well. Finally, irrigation might be needed starting next week, maybe one time per week. For more information on vegetables and growing vegetables, visit your local county extension office or go online to the Utah State University website. See you next month.